Welcome to Mr. Biz Radio, biz talk for biz owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And how many of you guys out there have heard about your circadian rhythm or your circadian clock? I'm sure you've heard about it here or there. And how important it is of, you know, just your overall well-being. It helps you sleep better at night if you got it, you know, kind of lined up correctly, getting sunlight, all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about all that stuff, but even more specifically, and I've been looking forward to having a doctor on the show for a while now because I talked to him a while back and it was taking us a couple of months to get him on the show here. But it's specifically the impact. Everyone's heard of LED lights, right? Oh my gosh, LED lights. They are the best thing ever. You got LED. You got to get LED. Forget the incandescent. You got to go LED. We've been hearing that for how many years now? And our guest this week is going to talk to us about the impact that LED lights have that's being pushed everywhere, that are everywhere, you know, presumably, the impact that those have on our circadian clocks, our circadian rhythms every night and every day. This is something, again, impacts all of us. There's LED lights. There are LED lights everywhere. There's some in my office here, unfortunately. And so I wanted to have a doctor on here to talk about this. So for 40 years, Dr. Martin Moore-Ead has been a leading expert on circadian clocks and how they are disrupted by today's LED lights. As a professor at Harvard Medical School, he led the team that located the suprachiasmatic nucleus, SCN, hopefully I said that right, correctly, the biological clock in the human brain that controls the timing of sleep and wake and demonstrated how it is synchronized by light. As founder and CEO of the global consulting firm Circadian, he invented technologies to help people safely adapt to working around the clock. Dr. Moore-Ead's new book, The Light Doctor, The Science and Solutions for Replacing Your Lights Now to Protect Your Health, released on Substack, exposes the epidemic of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer that has been caused by today's LED lights. Mind-blowing, right? He explains how you can find the healthy circadian lights that are now available, and he provides guidance on how to use healthy circadian lights to boost health, productivity, and well-being. Dr. Moore-Ead, welcome to the show.
Delighted to be with you.
Yeah, so like I said, I've been looking forward to having you on. I know when we talked, gosh, at least a couple months ago, it was a pretty short conversation because you told me a couple. I'm like, I got to have you on the show. This is going to be amazing because I've often wondered about this. And my oldest daughter studied neuroscience at Ohio State University. And one of the things that she studied, did a study and some research on, was circadian rhythms of mice. Mm-hmm. And so having these, you know, conversations with her about her studies and really kind of getting into the circadian rhythm and circadian clocks and the impact it has on you. And then when I met you and you're talking about LED lights and the negative impact, I'm like, oh my gosh, LED lights are everywhere. I got to have you on to talk about this. You've obviously had an amazing career, but before we dive into all the details of that, tell us if you would a little bit about your career journey.
Well, I went to medical school, going to be a doctor. Started out in terms of after I graduated in a surgical training program, junior surgeon working around the clock in those early days. Exposed, of course, to all this bright light 24/7, 36-hour shifts. And that got me really thinking about the disruption that was occurring. I didn't know it at the time what exactly it was all about, but certainly one felt pretty lousy working 24/7 type schedules around the clock under bright fluorescent lights we had at that time. They were actually blue-rich fluorescents. And and that took me a detour to Harvard. I did a PhD studying about these circadian rhythms, a very new thing at the time. And from that, I started, led the team. I joined the faculty at Harvard as a professor, led the team that identified the clock in the human brain called the suprachiasmatic nucleus, as you mentioned, which times our sleep and our wake and our hormones. Everything goes up and down across the 24-hour day. And as we did that, and as we looked at all that and figured out how it worked and found it was really disrupted by light at night, that was the first part of the journey. The second part of the journey was The recognition around the year 2000, that's about 20, what, almost 25 years ago now, the first recognition that light at night was causing 50% greater risk of breast cancer, subsequently obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. And so the problem was, I've been working in the whole area in around a global consulting firm dealing with health and safety around the clock and dealing with your circadian rhythms and dealing with sleep and fatigue in the workplace. And the, you know, the problem when this all came out and the World Health Organization said that light at night is a carcinogen, all the people I'm working with in industry said, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We can't switch the lights out. We can't stop working at night. We're running oil refineries. We're running manufacturing plants, railroads, airlines, you name it. We can't switch them off. And that got me really thinking about what we could do about it. Fortunately, the evidence was starting to come in from the science that there was a part of the spectrum, the light spectrum, what we see as white light, typically white or yellowish light, is actually made of a whole rainbow spectrum of colors, all fused together, appear, but we perceive it as white. But that rainbow spectrum of colors contains blue. And blue, there's a certain blue color in there that is the key signal that our eyes are detecting that tells us it's daytime. And at night, if you have lights which are rich in blue, like our present-day LEDs, it really disrupts the patterns of sleep and wake and circadian rhythms, and very importantly, major aspects of our health.
So I have to ask. Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, from there, we were able to build lights that didn't have blue at night and rich in blue during the day, which is really the answer. Engineering special LEDs, and that was the business we founded, and the technology now that's now coming into, you know, available on for everyone to buy.
Yeah, and I definitely want to get into that, especially as we get further into the show, is talking about some ways that we can help minimize this any disruption we're having and what to look for. So I have to ask this, and I think I know the answer to this, but because I know a lot of people who are guilty of this. How much blue light is in, like, for example, a television screen and or your cell phone?
Absolutely. About 20% of the light in a typical cell phone or your smartwatch or your computer screen or your LED lights, because they're all LEDs, right, these days. About 20% of it is the blue, harmful blue. And you've got to be pretty careful. You need to get that level down, way down 1% or 2%. Interestingly, in the old days, we had fires and candles, you know, before electricity. They have virtually no blue in them whatsoever. Perfectly safe to use at night in terms of our health, candles and fires. But, you know, we've just got too smart for ourselves building these energy efficient LEDs, unfortunately, that pump out a whole lot of blue just at a time of day, particularly in the evenings, when our bodies really shouldn't be seeing it.
Yeah, so this is absolutely fascinating to me. I literally at night, my wife is a nurse. She goes to bed early. She'll go up to bed, and I'll be typically on the couch. Or our youngest daughter will be in bed, and I'll stay downstairs, and I'll be watching television later in the evening. The one thing I did do was I turn off all the lights as it gets closer to when I'm going to bed. I turn the lights off slowly, and so I'm in the dark with just the television. But still, obviously, that's not good either. I felt like I was doing a little bit of good, but not obviously enough. But we're going to come back after the break, continue talking with Dr. Martin Moreed about circadian rhythms.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20-plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100-plus streaming platforms, and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel, and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is time for the Mr. Biz tip of the week. And this week's tip is, I actually learned this when I was working at JP Morgan way back in the day. And I heard the guy at the time was the CEO, and now he's the CEO and chairman. He's still there, Jamie Dimon. And he says that he wants to hire people who will ask for permission. I'm sorry, forgiveness, not permission. And it sounds kind of odd to think that way, but really what he means is, you know, hire people who are capable of doing their job, get out of their way. Steve Jobs once said that as well. If you have to micromanage people and they're constantly coming to you, asking you for permission, can I do this? Should I do that? Can I do this? Do you really need them? Right? You're making all the decisions. Hire someone who has the guts and has the wherewithal and that you trust enough that will make those decisions. Sometimes they'll be wrong, but they'll come to you and ask for forgiveness. Hey, I made this decision. Here's why. They don't come to you and ask for permission constantly. Should I do this? Should I do that? So that's kind of the meaning behind all that. And it's very important if you think about it, some of your best employees that you had as a business owner, or even just being a manager in a corporate job, things like that, I'd be willing to bet that some of your best employees actually followed that and, you know, they kind of ran with things and made your job a lot easier as a leader. So that is the Mr. Biz tip of the week this week. So Dr. Moreed, I think I know the answer to this. And I touched on a little bit during the first segment, but how is it that LEDs and specifically, I guess, blue rich lights, how do they disrupt the circadian clocks that we have?
Well, the way that our clocks are kept in sync and our body is kept in sync with day and night is that our eyes, at the back of our eyes in the retina, are special cells that are blue detectors. They've got a long and fancy name, intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells, or IPRGCs. But these cells contain a photopigment called melanopsin. And melanopsin is uniquely sensitive, very sensitive to sky blue light. It's a particular type of blue. It's not royal blue. It's not aqua blue. It's the sky blue light. Mm-hmm. And those cells, when they're activated, when they detect sky blue light, send a signal back into our brains, into the clock, the circadian clock, and they reset it or keep it in sync. So that's how we keep in sync with day and night. So the message throughout evolution has been blue means daytime, no blue means nighttime. And that, by the way, we can see that in the oceans. When life first developed deep in the oceans, only blue light penetrates into the ocean depths because all the other lights, all the other colors of the rainbow spectrum are absorbed by seawater. So right from the very beginning, when life evolved, we had blue was the only signal that was daytime and no blue was night. That in turn triggers all these systems in the body. Now, if you have light, blue light arriving at a time when it's actually nighttime, then what happens is that you disrupt that carefully balanced clocks. You get a discordant orchestra, the clocks get out of sync. And the problem with that is that leads to increased risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, particularly the breast cancer and prostate cancer, for example. So pretty disruptive. And also people who see more light at night don't live as long as people who are sleeping in the dark. A pretty big effect.
Yeah, interesting. That was going to be my next question is what happens when your circadian rhythm or your clock gets disrupted. I guess, are there some things that aren't maybe as overt that you can maybe see as a symptom of that maybe your clock is kind of out of rhythm or out of balance?
Well, I mean, it's associated with an increased failure of your immune systems to work. So people, you're more susceptible to colds, viruses, COVID, whatever else, when your clock is out of balance. You are more likely to get diabetic and have metabolic and have malaise and those type of medical things. You are just, you know, not as alert and effective. Your sleep is certainly over time is disrupted. So all of those things are symptoms of this malfunction. And our body is a very precise time machine. We, you know, for the until the electric light was invented, most people lived outside during the daytime, subject to bright daylight, and slept in the dark at night or in very low levels of light. Now, with these electric lights and particularly LEDs, we're indoors over 90% of the time. We're in a dim light indoors that's much dimmer than outside, you know, often 100 times or more dimmer during the day. And it's 100 times or more brighter at night than the outdoor world. So we're really sort of messing with Mother Nature, messing with those day-night cues of light and dark, blue-rich, no blue, that we've had for 10,000 generations of human existence before we came along and invented electric light.
So this is probably a loaded question for someone like you that has all this knowledge in this field, but it's probably going to, you know, I don't want to get you upset here, but what impact, I know there's an impact. How big of an impact do you think that, you know, people with their smartphones and their cell phones and often are looking at those things at night? And maybe that's one of the last things that they are looking at in the evening before they, you know, lay down to go to bed, or maybe even while they're laying in bed, of looking at that. How detrimental is that?
Well, it's quite detrimental. And in fact, is one of the reasons that we see a big increase over the last 10 years in the rate of cancers in young people, up 50% or more. Sometimes some cancers more than 100% increase in the rate of people with cancer who are young. Big effect. And that's, you know, those concerning the type of cancers like breast cancer and prostate cancer occurring much younger than ever before. So there are big effects. We also, as I say, we know that people who get outside during the day live longer, 30% longer on average. It's a big effect of people during the day seeing, if you see bright light during the day, it's healthy. That's one of the things you need to do is get out and get exposed to daylight. Golfers, for example, live longer, 5 years longer than the average person, because, you know, what does it take, 2 or 3 hours to go around a golf course in daylight, you know, perfect in terms of your health, instead of just staying indoors away from natural light.
Yeah, and I can imagine with the proliferation of video games and how popular those are, especially with the young population, and how, you know, video games came about, I don't know what, maybe mid-70s, late 70s, something like that. So it's been relatively new in our world. We've only got a short amount of time here, but maybe just a quick answer of it is, what is the primary time between the circadian rhythms being off and in the increase in cancers? Is it primarily due to the decrease in your immune system?
Well, it's a number of things. One of the big things is suppression of melatonin. So melatonin is a hormone released by the pineal that comes out at night that is cancer preventing. In other words, it stops cancer cells in your body developing and growing. If you suppress light, they're very sensitive to light, and that hormone is suppressed. When that hormone is suppressed, cancer cells grow much more rapidly. And that's been shown in all sorts of animals, in the sort of mice that your daughter studied, but also in human studies.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to hit a break here, guys. We're going to come back. We're going to pick Dr. Moreed's brain a little bit about, number one, why are LED lights being so heavily promoted? And number two, what are some things we can do to keep our rhythms in line?
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. Real quick, I want to tell you guys, too, we'll put this in the show notes as well, but definitely go out and check out Dr. Moreed's book, The Light Doctor, The Science and Solutions for Replacing Your Lights Now to Protect Your Health. It's released on Substack. You can check out more at his Circadian Light Research Center. His website is real easy, thelightdoctor.com. You can also follow him on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, and he also has a YouTube channel. So go check those out. And again, we'll put those in the show notes as well, but definitely check those out. So this, again, might be a really simplified question, but in your professional opinion, why is it that LED lights, if you know all these detrimental impacts that we're seeing on people's well-being and their health, why are they being promoted so heavily?
Well, the whole argument has been energy efficiency. You know, everyone's concerned, and rightly so, about climate change and what can we do to reduce energy use. And the LEDs use a lot less electricity to produce the same amount of bright light. The problem is that they're really not producing natural light in any way. It's a very artificial light. It's got a big blue spike in it. And it's got a color spectrum that doesn't represent anything like natural daylight. It appears white. So, you know, we kind of go by our perceptions. And the problem is that has been a matter of national policy. So that last year, that's 2023 in August. From then on, all incandescents and halogens were banned. And now we're seeing banning of most fluorescents. So that the only type of light that you can buy these days is effectively LEDs. And most of them, as I say, are these blue-rich LEDs. Now, not all LEDs are bad. You can have LEDs that are built. You can actually use LEDs, and this is what we did, to actually provide the spectrum, healthy spectrum. But most LEDs are not designed for health whatsoever. They're merely designed to reduce the least electricity as possible. And because of that, the Department of Energy has pushed them hard. The rate rebates, utility companies are, you know, pay for half the cost of replacing your lights and putting in LEDs. Unfortunately, much more concerned with the health of the planet than the health of us, i.e. the people under those lights.
Yeah. Well, that all being said, and all those eye-opening things we've already talked about and the negative impact that these blue-rich lights are having on our health, you know, what are some practical tips that we could implement in our lives to sort of help at least minimize the impact of the negative impact on our circadian rhythms?
Well, all of these are well demonstrated. Number one, get exposed, get out and about and walking, running, whatever you want to do outside during the day, especially in the morning hours in regular daylight. It doesn't matter whether it's sunny or cloudy, you will get tons of healthy light, and that's really critical. So get outside. Don't spend all your time indoors. Try to get outside, particularly in the morning hours, is a really key time for doing that. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. It's good for your longevity, how long you'll live. The second thing is that when you are indoors, use lights that are rich in these sky blue wavelengths that will actually give you the level of blue you need. We tend to live in rather dim surroundings. You need quite a lot of light indoors, but light that is blue rich during the daytime. That's the second thing. Thirdly, when the evening comes around, make sure that you are going to have light that does not have zero blue in it or very little blue in it. There are lights out there called zero blue lights or less than 2% blue lights that will do that. When it comes to the nighttime, make sure you are sleeping in the dark. Amazing number of people sleep with the lights on, the TV on or whatever, always sleep in pitch darkness. And so that really enables your body to get into that fully restorative sleep. And the lastly, fifth, keep on a regular schedule. This is also very much related to health. People who have irregular sleeping patterns don't live as long as people who have a very regular pattern. So get yourself on a regular schedule that works for you. Some people are morning types, some people are evening types, they favor different hours, but try to get on a regular schedule. All those things can help you really master your circadian clock, have that really strongly in sync with day and night, have your body fully functioning and with maximum opportunity for good health.
So, Dr. Moreed, so how long before, let's say you normally go to bed, it's let's say 10 o'clock at night. How long before 10 p.m. should you really start to restrict as much as you can those blue rich lights?
General guidance is about 3 hours before your normal bedtime is a good guidance. That's what you need to do. And we have the lights switched to these zero blue lights.
This is probably wishful thinking on my part. And I don't watch a lot of TV, but typically when I do watch television, it's usually the last couple hours before I go to bed. Is there any way, is there perhaps a shield you can buy for your television that would help limit some of that blue light without distorting the picture itself? Or is there anything like that that's been developed at this point?
Well, actually, even better, because you can do shields and so forth, but then you make the colors very yellow and so forth. You put shields to block the blue. But what's now been invented has been TV screens have rich in blue during the day, and the evening hours, they automatically switch to being low in blue, but you can't tell the difference by looking at it. It's still a white screen. And that's been was on display week at the big show in LA. And now I understand there's going to be a Kickstarter campaign. So people might want to look out for that for the really development of bringing those screens. And that you'll get, screens that now do it all for you. So we're very close to having that solution, as well as we'd already have the solutions of the lights that enable to control that circadian blue night and day.
And so it sounds like you would also recommend, and you hear this often, I don't know how often people, especially younger people, adhere to it, but you had mentioned maybe 3 hours or so before bedtime to really, if you're a younger person, you're playing video games, you should probably wind down off the video games, at least 2 or 3 hours before bedtime. And then, so what do you do? What would be your recommendation for folks that are just absolutely addicted to their smartphone, and that's one of the ways that they wind down the evening, other than changing that habit? I assume if there are for your television, there's probably something for your screen on your phone as well. You could buy maybe a screen that would help at least reduce some of that risk.
Yes, well, there are. Another solution we haven't talked about is eyewear. There are glasses that are blue blocking that will take out that blue. Now, you have to be very careful, because a lot of glasses that are claimed to be blue blocking are actually not taking out the right blue at all. They may look pretty, but they don't work. These are glasses that can look yellow-orange in color a little bit. But there are blue blocking glasses out there. There's a type of called BlueSafe 24, for example, is one example of them, but there are others that do remove that blue that disrupts circadian clocks and enable you now to look at your screens, look at your computers, whatever, without getting the blue, because they're just blocking it from entering your eyes.
Interesting. I'm definitely gonna look into that, because, again, I know my daughters are usually watching television later in the evening before they go to bed. My wife often, be honest with you, she'll probably kill me for saying this, although I think most people who know her, she falls asleep with the television on every single night. And so any way that I could, and she's been doing that for, 20 plus years, 30 years probably. So breaking that habit is going to be difficult, but I think maybe that's at least sort of a hybrid solution to help her with that, is maybe using those blue blocker glasses. I'll definitely look for those. Well, Dr. Moreed, I really appreciate you coming on the show. This has been fascinating. I really love having you on.
Good. Delighted to be here. It's great questions, and it's an important topic, and people need to hear about it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Again, Dr. Martin Moreed, you can find out more at his website, thelightdoctor.com. You can follow him on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, and YouTube. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
To become part of Mr. Biz Nation, follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100-plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.